Hey guys, welcome to A Hero for Epileptics. It is the summer of 2023. I apologize again. We haven't done as many podcasts as I would have liked to do, but there's been a lot going on between work and the nonprofit, Bruno's health, especially as he's dealing with epilepsy. So we haven't had a chance to really touch base with our audience, but we have not forgot about you guys, and we are vetting messages, calls, voicemails, and other things that have come in, inquiries about, you know, what doctor can I see, where should I look, all that. So we do have information about those kind of topics on our website, aheroforepileptics.org, where you can actually find a doctor in the U.S. that could help you with any kind of neurological disorder, or if you were diagnosed with epilepsy and you're looking for a different doctor, or maybe you're looking for a more holistic approach or a combination of, you know, medication, prescription, and like some holistic and also potential surgeries. Bruno has had the RNS device implant in his head since January of 2020. And like I said, we were able to get that taken care of before COVID took over and all those kinds of surgeries were shut down. So he actually was like right at the cusp of that. So we were lucky. Right now we are still in the process of, you know, testing the device. It does take a while for it to really, you know, show signs that it's working. So we are testing like different settings, you know, how it's picking up his seizures. And for Bruno, he has daily seizures. So the issue with him is that the device picks up too many seizures. So we actually had to lower some of the settings, but then also increase when he is having a seizure, the time at which the RNS device will send like the shock to stop that seizure. So we are working on that. But Bruno has been having still falling seizures and all that kind of stuff. So we're very much dealing with that. He actually had a fall last night where he banged his head. He didn't have a concussion or anything like that. I know the questions and what to look for with a concussion, and we can also go over that in case someone does hit their head, especially with epilepsy. It's very common to like bang your head. You know, he does have a soft cap helmet with underneath his like New York Yankees hat, you know, baseball cap. It's like an insert. It's not like a full helmet, but it does the job. It's like a bump cap. It does a job, you know, for like day to day, you know, where you don't have to walk around wearing like a whole big baseball helmet. So we do have that as well. And we, you know, he wears that all day long, especially like in the bathroom or, you know, when he's walking and, you know, around the house, he wears it. So no matter where he is, in case he does fall, it takes the brunt of the, you know, the fall. And sometimes it pops off afterwards, but it takes the brunt of the fall. So as long as it's keeping his head safe, you know, what happens afterwards, you know, we deal with. But last night he did have a fall, and, you know, his triggers include, like, let's say if he watches too much TV or if he doesn't break the day up enough. So like yesterday he watched more TV than he usually does. Usually he breaks up the day, he reads, he watches TV, he'll rest, his medication, you know, and if you're on any kind of medication, the side effects mostly usually include like, you know, being very tired or lethargic and stuff like that. So he does have his moments where he gets like really tired. He can sleep for a couple hours and then he's okay again, and that's medication related. So we also keep a close eye on that, you know, to make sure he's okay. But so what happened was he was in the bathroom brushing his teeth. I was in the kitchen actually just like closing up because we were gonna get ready for bed. He was actually supposed to like shower last night. And if you've listened to previous podcasts, the way we, he showers, I obviously stay in the bathroom with him. We have a tub with glass doors and we have like a rain shower shower head in our shower. So it's like a big, big shower head. So no matter where you are in the shower, you'll, you know, it's comfortable. So for him, we have like the spa cushion mat with like a pillow that we put down on the floor of the bathtub. And then we also have a spa pillow that we have hooked on the wall. So in case his head goes back, there's a pillow there. So we do have that kind of safety. And he sits when he showers, obviously, is what I'm saying here. And not like on a stool, not a bench, because a chair doesn't really fit in our shower. Our tub is not like, it's flat, but it's like an odd shape as well. It's not really good for a chair to fit in there easily, where there's room to move around. So we've tried that when we first moved here, but it didn't work out. So this actually is much safer, and he can sit, take a shower comfortably, and do whatever he has to do. And I'm just usually just supervising. And for me, even though we're married, I look at it from more of a medical perspective. So I'm just like getting him showered, getting him ready. And he takes, like, you know, literally men in general take quicker in the shower anyway. So he's like done in minutes for him, because it's just very quick. You know, he's not doing the 93 things that I do, like exfoliation, and I gotta make sure I do this, I gotta make sure that, I mean, he's quick, so it's good. And then we also have medical bars in the shower, so we have one right by the shower door, so, you know, you can hold on to it when you're getting in and out. And we also have one against the wall, so, like, while you're showering. And I actually use that one more than he does, because sometimes, you know, when you're, like, let's say shaving your leg, or maybe the bottom of the tub is soapy, you might feel like you're gonna slip. You can hold on to that, or if you're just tired, or you're, you know, not feeling well that day, you can hold on to it. So I actually utilize a lot, and I recommend that everyone should have a shower bar or shower bars in their bathroom, just because it is safer for everyone, just in case you're having a bad day, or maybe you just, you know, you're tired and you're kind of not 100%, or maybe you went out and you're just like, maybe you're a little, you know, tipsy, or maybe you had a good night and you're kind of feeling, you know, maybe you just want something to hold on to keep you, you know, help you. Anyway, so he uses those bars to get in and out of the shower. It's very helpful, especially because he's a big guy. You know, he's 5'10 and he's like over 200 pounds. So he's like not, you know, he's not a small guy. He's very broad shouldered, and I am about 150 pounds. So, you know, I'm like, I'm, you know, at least 60, 70 pounds smaller than he is. So, you know, I have to make sure that whatever he's doing is safe. And then also, if something happens, it's safe for me to then be able to grab him, move him, kind of sit him down, or whatever I'm gonna need to do, so that we're both in a state of safety. Pretty much that's the goal. So that being said, he was in the bathroom brushing his teeth. I was in the kitchen, and it's not like it's like miles away. I can hear pretty much everything. It's like we have an open platform in our condo, so I can hear him. All of a sudden I just hear boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, oh no, what happened? So I literally don't know what I'm going to walk into. Am I going to see, you know, him in an awkward position? Is he going to be covered in blood? Is his head going to be open? Is, you know, you never know what the heck you're gonna see. It's a little bit jarring. So I went in there, he was on the ground. We do have a mat on the floor as well, a cushion mat that he puts down when he uses the bathroom, just in case, because our insert in between the bathroom and like the hallway, it's like a marble insert. So, you know, obviously it's very hard. So we have a mat that goes kind of out of the bathroom a little bit, so in case he does fall. And then I usually leave the door open, and we prop it. We have like a door stopper, we put that in between, or sometimes I put my slippers in front of the door to hold it open. And they're very cushioned, so just in case I'm like, oh, if he falls on them, at least it's a cushion. So we always have like some other precautions, but it's not always, you know, fail-proof. Like, there's, you know, stuff happens. We can't prevent everything. We can do the best we can. And I wasn't in the room, so, you know, usually if I'm in the room and I see him starting to have a fall or something, or if he's shifting sideways, I'll grab him. But at this point, I wasn't there, because I was just quickly like, let me just wash this stuff off quick. He's hasn't had any issues brushing his teeth or anything like that in the bathroom for quite a while. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you just kind of get a little, not comfortable, but you kind of feel a little safer at some point. So that's where we were. You know, you start feeling a little bit comfortable, but not really comfortable, but you're like, okay, he hasn't had this issue for a while, so maybe we are doing okay in that area. But so anyways, he went down, I ran in there. He was like kind of like wrapped around the toilet ish and the bathroom's super clean. I'm very OCD about that, so it's not like there's anything there. And his actual hat, when he went down, he must have hit his head on the side of the toilet. His hat with the helmet in it went in the toilet, so it did protect him somewhat. And then he was on the side and he was already out of the seizure. So a lot of his falling seizures, literally the actual fall is really quick, it's the aftermath that's the problem. So sometimes it's like if he falls back on the bed, he's fine, but if like a fall like this where he's gonna maybe get injured, you know, the aftermath is actually longer than the actual seizure was. The seizure is done, it's over. Now we're dealing with whatever is next. So anyways, I helped him up, you know, let him kind of gather his you know, bearings back, and sat him back in the chair. And then I noticed he had a huge lump on his head. So I started making sure he didn't have a concussion, asking him all the questions, making sure his eyes weren't dilated. And those are the key things. Like if you think someone might have a concussion, you have to ask him, you know, ask him questions. Like I usually ask him like his name, what's my name, like his birth date, check to see if his eyes are dilated, make sure he's not repeating or slurring his words, make sure his vision is not blurry or like impaired somehow. And then also make sure that that person stays awake. So I told him like, listen, you know, we got to put ice on it right away, which we did to make sure the swelling goes down. And it did. It actually looks a million times better today. And then the other thing was, you know, make sure that, you know, the person's not concussed and keep them awake. So they have to stay awake. So I told him, listen, you're gonna have to stay awake for a couple hours. I know you're tired, but let's just make sure that you're, you know, you don't have a concussion. So I kept checking him for like concussion, make sure his eyes aren't dilated. Then I asked him questions again later on, like another half an hour later, and he was fine. And I also made sure he can walk without feeling dizzy and so forth. And he didn't have any of those issues. So I knew he wasn't concussed, but he, you know, obviously was hurt, which still sucks. So, you know, got him in the bedroom. He got ready for bed and all that. So we were like, you know what? No showering tonight. And that's fine. It's not like Bruno usually stays inside when it's really hot. Like it's been hot in New York, humid. He doesn't really go outside. He's not like me running around, you know, sweating and stuff like that. So he's not really sweating and stuff. So, you know, he's not like dirty and or anything like that. So, you know, he just, you know, cleaned him up, and then he went to go sit in the chair. We have this really nice chair in the bedroom, and I recommend that as well. If you have a medical condition, or you're just, you know, someone who likes to be in your room and you want to be comfortable, get a really good chair that's sturdy, that you can kind of sit in, chill in, work in, read in, just relax. It's very helpful, and he sits there every morning when he wakes up because it helps him wake up. I give him like an espresso, and you know, sometimes he eats his breakfast there. Usually it's like oatmeal with fruit in it, nothing crazy, and that keeps him, you know, good because it helps him wake up. And it's a sturdy chair, meaning we, you know, it has a good back, good arms. We have these really big pillows, two of them, that he puts also behind his head, so that actually keeps him safe as well, because this way, in case he goes sideways, he has a cushion there, right next to the bed, and he can also lean on it and, you know, kind of sit up straight, and he has pretty good posture, so he's, you know, good with that. So that was, you know, he sat there, I got ready for bed as well, showered quickly, whatever, and then we, you know, we got into bed, but he sat up. We have our backboard of our bed is like this cushion leather, and we purposely got that so, you know, you can sit up and like kind of rest against it if you wanted. It's almost like another pillow. And for him especially, you know, God forbid he has a seizure or something, at least we have more cushion. And we also have by our bed on his side, we have a rug with a cushion underneath. So, you know, he's had seizures in the past, not recently, where he's actually fallen off the bed. So we do have that too. So in case something happens, or maybe he wants to like lay on the floor after a seizure, he has a cushion. He can just lay on the floor. It's like a whole extra bed for him that we have. So that's also good too. And then if he does have a fall, at least there's a cushion there that can protect him more. So we have just more of a chance for less injury. Whatever you can do to have less injury, you can't prevent everything, but we prevent at least 75 to 80% of injuries that could have been really bad or could have been an injury by just having these precautions. And the other thing we have is on the bed is cushion. Like, you know, how you get for babies, you know, you have the cushion, they have it for the corners, and you can also buy like a roll of it, and you can, there's like a 3M tape that comes with it. You can put that across. We actually have it matching our bed. It's like a dark brown. You can't even tell it's there. We have that there, and we also have it in the bathroom on our, we have a floating sink with two drawers. I have all the corners the same color of the sink are also that cushion, and you can't really tell what it is. You know, it doesn't look like anything. It just looks like part of the design more or less, unless you really closely look at it or touch it and you're like, oh, this is like foam. You know, and it's mostly for his protection, and it's also, you know, we keep the vibe of the condo a way that we want it, so it's not like, oh my god, we're so medical here, but we are, you know, everything is like subtly set up to be medical for him especially, so that's what we have there. So yeah, they have the cushion, so this way in case he goes down, he's gone down where he's like kind of scraped up as he's going down with his back, so that's why the cushion's there now, so in case something happens like that, at least the cushion kind of keeps him from getting injured, and it also breaks the fall, so you know, that's always good. So we don't want the falls to happen, but we also have to be prepared that it's a huge possibility that they will happen, and as long as we're prepared and we are mentally, you know, able to, you know, say, hey, listen, I know this is going to happen. I don't want it to, but, you know, I have to be mentally prepared. And I also have to be realistic about the kind of epilepsy he has. So we also aren't going to, you know, try to, you know, we're positive, but we don't want to also be like ridiculous about it where it's like, oh, this isn't going to happen, when, you know, anything could happen. You can have, there's people that haven't had seizures for years and years and years, and then your chemical balances change and your, you know, brain changes and your body changes as you, you know, age and things like that, and you might have a seizure. So we rather just be prepared, you know, for anything, because anything could happen. You just got to always be careful, and you just have to always be aware that even if you don't have seizures for a long time, you still have, you know, and you're diagnosed, you still have epilepsy. You just have to make sure that you're careful in your life and understand your trigger. So anyways, the fall, afterwards, I said, Bruno, I think you probably watched too much TV today, and that's probably what the trigger was. You got to make sure you break up your day. Now, I don't want to tell him what to do. I'm his wife. I'm not his mom, you know, but I'm also, you know, wanting him to make sure he makes his own decisions about what he wants to do. I mean, the guy wants to watch TV. You know, I don't want to, you know, stop him from doing the things he wants to do, but also he has to balance it out where he reads, he watches TV, he, you know, rests, he works out. Like, we have his elliptical that goes on the floor, that we have this really nice leather chair that he sits in to work out. So, you know, you have to balance out your day. And then also, he's very good with, he lost about 10 pounds. We've been doing a modified version of the keto diet. We tried it like 10 years ago, before it was like so popular and everyone, you know, there's so many options now where you can buy stuff on the shelf to make. I had to make everything from scratch and like measure all the different grams and this and that. It was a lot. It was supposed to try to help, you know, change the chemistry of his brain from relying on, let's say, like sugar and carbs, to rely more on like fats and proteins, like change the chemistry of your brain, and that helps some people with epilepsy. It didn't help him. He lost like 30 pounds though, so we did it now just to kind of have a low carb, high protein version. It's not really high fat. We're not doing high fat, only because fat's not, you know, too much fat's not good for you. You have to be very careful on the diet. So we're doing a modified version. It's more like an Atkins kind of, but he's doing very low carbs. We have like keto bread and all that kind of stuff. He already lost about 10 pounds. So he was doing it now for more of health, and things like that. So anyways, back to the injury. So he does have a bump on his head. It's actually much better today, because we did ice it immediately. And that's the other thing. In the past, when he has some injuries, I would say, let's put ice on it. He's like, no, I don't want to. And now it's like, you know, I told him, listen, you got to put ice on it right away. It helps the healing process, and it also helps so that it doesn't get so swollen and black and blue and this and that. So we have to be preventive. So he agreed with me pretty much from the get-go. So we did put ice on it, and we've been icing it last night, and now today he's actually resting with an ice pack on his head, and I'm going to swap it. And we'll do that a couple of times today, and then we'll take a break, and then I'll ice it again later. So, you know, just like that kind of stuff. So I'm not a medical expert or anything like that. I'm actually I'm in marketing, but I do understand logic, and, you know, just things like that. And I have learned a lot being with Bruno for 15 years. We've been married for 12 as of June. I have learned a lot about being with someone and being like one of their caregivers, you know, for so long. You just kind of learn as you go, and then you look up stuff, you research, you talk to the doctor. So you do learn stuff, you know, Could I be a doctor if I wanted to? Sure, but I'm not going to go all the way back to medical school, this and that, because that's not my, it's not my thing. But helping him, I'm good with that, and like working with the nonprofit and helping him spread the word about epilepsy, and also, you know, make sure other people understand that, you know, you're not alone. You know, you can live a full life, and he is. He lives a full life. We're going to go to the movies over the weekend. We have plans. We do stuff. We just have to be careful also. And he just has to learn his triggers and signs to know, like, oh, you know what? I have to break up my day. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should do this. So, you know, you just got to learn how to listen to your mind and your body more. And I'm going through the same thing now, too. I hurt my heel from walking with the wrong shoes for a while, because I walk like every day. And I run and things like that. Running didn't do anything, because I wear like sneakers with like, you know, special, you know, soles or special kind of sneakers for running. But for walking, I was wearing these other sneakers, and, you know, I probably shouldn't have been, because they aren't that great for walking long distances, because I usually do like 3 to 5 miles every time I go. If I feel like taking a walk, go get coffees, you know, just kind of clear my mind after work. So actually yesterday I took a break, and it was so hard for me because I really wanted to go like for a walk or a run or something, and I have to just let my heel of my foot heal. You know, icing it and have a, you know, padding on it. And from now on, I'm going to wear special cushions in my own sneakers, just for that extra cushion in any shoe, so I don't have to worry about it ever again. This kind of injury also doesn't reoccur. So I'm also trying to teach Bruno, like, listen, you got to listen to your body. You know, let's not try to have things reoccur. You know, let's just, like, you know, it happens, and we can't prevent every injury. We try our best. And he's always a strong person, also trying to do his best. And I'm also helping him with like an e-commerce page, site that he has with his like gemstones and stuff. We just haven't had a chance to like fully finish it. I have to go through all of his images, because it's just been so busy with like my own work, and just like life stuff has been busy. So, you know, it, you know, you have to kind of prioritize as well, because I'm like, okay, let's prioritize this for now, and then we will get this done. And I also want to make sure that we go to fairs and stuff, so that we can like hype it up and get people interested in what we're doing, and that'll help as well to get people on the site and like buying stuff. And then he's going to do the fulfillment part, where we, you know, ship out, let's say, the stones or like the gems or whatever people order. And I think that'll be cool, because he's really into it and he understands it like so well, where I'm just like, I'll help you with some of the marketing stuff like after hours, like after work and on the weekend. So we're kind of doing that. So, you know, we'll have more information on that as well. But anyways, I just wanted to touch base, let you guys know what's going on. And also, if anyone has any questions or comments, or, you know, we also get a lot of comments and information on our YouTube channel. So we do have a YouTube channel. We have, you know, a couple hundred subscribers. We've had a lot of people viewing our, you know, videos. I actually have some of them as ads as well, so we can kind of reach more eyeballs, especially for people that maybe have neurological disorders or just want more information or just want to hear from people that are also dealing with the same thing, to kind of, you know, give it more of that human feel to it, or just to understand that, like, you're not alone and other people are going through very, very similar things, or maybe different things, but it turns out to be very similar, and it kind of is relatable. So that's what we want to do for our for Here for Epileptics, is make it very relatable and also like very cash, where, you know, you should be open and free to talk about what you have, because, you know, you're living with it and you are trying to do the best you can with like going out, working, you know, just, you know, maybe finding a spouse or someone to be with, or friends or anything like that. You know, you're just trying to do your best. And, you know, people do get lonely, or they get upset, or there is a lot of depression surrounding epilepsy. So we just want to make sure that people have a place where they can also have a voice and they can ask questions, and we will help them as much as we can. Obviously, we're not medical, we're not doctors, but we will give you information of where you can go, and how you can find that information too, just based on our own knowledge and what we've done ourselves. So yeah, so I look forward to speaking with everyone more. And again, if, you know, you've had an injury that you were dealing with, or, you know, how you prevent, let's say, certain you know, triggers or how you make sure that you're listening to your mind and your body, let us know. You know, drop us a line. You can send a message on hereforepileptics.org. If you want to comment, follow us on all of our different channels. We do have the podcast here. We do have a YouTube channel. We do have a lot of different resources on our website, downloadable information and things like that for epilepsy specifically. But we all are also very much interested in other neurological disorders and all the data that's coming from Bruno's RNS device. We did say to the doctor that we're happy for them to share that information and use it for other medical, information or other, neurological disorders, or to just talk about it in a full meeting with other doctors from around the country, surgeons and things like that, that could help maybe find, more help for neurological disorders, maybe not just epilepsy, but also there's so many other things that affect the mind, like for instance, like Alzheimer's and other things. So we really want to be able to help with that any way we can. And Bruno's data, we are happy to share that because, we know it's going to only be used by medical professionals anyway. It's not like I'm going to use the information about his brain, but it's interesting to see, how his seizures kind of work and how the brain works and what the triggers are from like your vision, light going into your eyes, lack of sleep, too much caffeine, not enough water. Like there's so many factors that go into like what gives someone like an epileptic seizure that it's very interesting to understand that part. And from like caregiver point of view, it also helps it to make more sense that it's like, sometimes there isn't a reason why there's a seizure. Sometimes it's a seizure because he has epilepsy or, something like that. And then there are triggers. You just have to kind of see what that mix is and just keep going. And that's really, really the strong point, never give up. And if you're feeling like you're getting down on yourself, caregiver or the patient, make sure you ask for help, seek help. There's helplines, there's hotlines, there's, the doctor you can talk to and just tell them, listen, I'm going through this, and they'll help you kind of figure out what to do. At this point, I don't have any of that. Bruno's been good as well. Sometimes he's down on himself like during the day, but not really depressed. Sometimes he just feels like, oh, I feel bored. I don't have enough to do. And it's just like those days I'm like, maybe today's a day you rest, read a book, just take it easy. Maybe your body's telling you to just take it easy. And I also have to do the same thing for myself, especially as we're getting older. Your body is like a car. It starts giving you more issues. So, try to listen to what your body's telling you. And again, thank you very much. And please follow us on the podcast. We hope you listen more, and we'll have more podcasts coming up. And also, follow us on all the social media channels and things like that. I'm testing out some of the newer social media channels as well that are out there. We do have a TikTok now as well. And also anything else that like Facebook is coming out with, I'm also testing to see like how we can use those channels and who's on them and how we're connecting there. So please also follow us everywhere else you're available or want to. And we thank you so much. Have a great day.